We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Oh, Jason, I'm here. Grass Lake High School. And we've got a second down situation on the field.
Another good run by Duncan Wilson then. The tackle by Brett Walker, senior for Grass Lake.
Second down and short here for Napoleon. Hampton under center. Weatherspoon in motion. Hampton gives to Wilson. Delayed handoff and good defense by the Warriors. Taken down right at the 50-yard line for loss of three.
6'2", 200-pound Cole Hamlin with the tackle. It brings up third and five for the Warriors.
Good-sized kid for the Warriors. I'm going to make the tackle. Third down situation, Napoleon. Right at midfield. And they've scored twice already with 3.5 to go first quarter with a 14-0 advantage. And it's been all on the ground. The run game has just been stupendous. They did end up going in the air for the touchdown. And right now they're looking to do it again. Hampton on the rollout. Now Weatherspoon open behind everybody. Break your tackle into the end zone. Ethan Weatherspoon's show continues. His third touchdown today, Jason, is out.
Correct. That is TD number 2 for Weatherspoon on a fantastic post route. Got the broke free on the route there, got the ball, and made two Warrior defenders crash into each other, got him the open space and into the end zone.
Yeah, that's the thing you gotta get a little bit of if you want to get a fast run out, and that's a little bit of that run after catch. Ethan Weatherspoon did it himself on that play. Extra point attempt. Down, the kick is up, and it's good. 21-0, Napoleon Pirates on fire in the early going. Let's take a 30-second break, and we'll be back with a kickoff on K105.3.
Celebrate Labor Day at a place that's been celebrating Labor Day for 70 years. The Beach Bar on Ocean Beach on Clark Lake. Family owned and operated for over 70 years. Three generations of serving up the classics, like the Townie, a sandwich overflowing in flavor and in size. And don't forget about the often imitated but never duplicated Beach Bar tomato soup. The Beach Bar on Ocean Beach and Clark Lake. Celebrating 70 years of serving up the classics.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Three scores in the first quarter. Napoleon knows what it felt like to be Columbia Central a week ago with a 21-0 advantage instead of a 21-0 deficit. Good way to start the game if you're the Pirate. Grass Lake looking to, you got to figure something out, Jason.
Yeah, they're going to have to come up with something. They're going to have to go to the air. And as we saw in practice, the quarterback, Sean Hickey, has a fantastic arm. So I think you might see a little bit more deep routes and some timing plays here. That one goes way over the head and down to the one.
Doesn't look good for Grass Lake field position. Kickoff picked up at the one, and they're going to bring him down at about the 2-yard line. So Grass Lake will start already down 21-0 and now a little bit behind the 8-ball here. First and 10 from about the sideline. It looks like they'll actually end up spotting it. Not a great way to start the draft for Grass Lake. They got a lot of work out of them.
Yeah, and in this field position, you really can't take any chances with those long routes. You're going to spend way too much time in your own end zone, and you've got to get some timing routes. Good run plays is going to be the key here, and it seems like Grass Lake's rushing offense really hasn't been up to snuff so far today.
3:11 on the first quarter clock. Yeah, I mean, well, if you want to pick out something that's worked for Napoleon, the run game has been, and they've been able to get the play action because of the run game that set them up for some big plays. Right now, they're up 21-0. Grass Lake comes up to the line. Three wide receivers out of the shotgun, handoff, slammed into the middle, and all the Pirates are there for that one. He might lose a yard on that. Toby Nickerson, senior running back for the Warriors. No huddle for Grass Lake. Out of the shotgun. Still three wide up, and now they're going to get an audible on the play. Clock continues to run here first quarter. Nicky steps up. Hands off. Hit right at the line. He's going to fall forward for a couple. Give him a little breathing room. another give to Cody Nickerson. And Grass Lake just trying to find some breathing room here in the shadow of their own goal pole.
Yeah, and Chad Carpenter with the tackle for Napoleon. And it looks like they had some running room there, just couldn't quite get through the hole that was made by the offensive line.
Third down play out of the shotgun, back to pass. Hickey wings it out. Great! Throwing catch! That'll give him some breathing room. Deep throw to Hayden Cochran, and Grass Lake with a first down now. The 22-yard line, big gain on the play, about 20 yards.
A much-needed first down there for Grass Lake. They needed something to keep this drive going and get some kind of momentum started on their offense.
Exactly what you're talking about, though, Jason. Hickey with a strong arm on that one, put it on the nose. Ball caught by Cochran. Now an out route, and there's another 3 yards on the play. Pulled out of bounds, actually going to spot that at the 26. Second down and call it 7 for the Warriors. With a minute 52 to go first quarter here on K105.3, the football frenzy. Empty backfield and 5 wideouts now for Hickey. Back to pass. Looking deep. Got a man. Overthrew him by about a foot. Just outside of the outside chance of pretty much a sure touchdown.
Yeah, he was long gone there. Tyler Silvestri and Ethan Weatherspoon, the two safeties, really had nothing for him if he'd put that ball on the money.
Scott Crutchfield, will be intended receiver on the play. Third down now and 7 yards for Grass Lake. Interesting play how that guy got that open. Really, he lofted the ball at the pass and didn't need to. Probably should have threw it on the money because there was nobody near him. Back to pass again. Looking at one-on-one coverage on the outside. And he'll throw it out of bounds. There was a little bit of hands there between the players, Jason.
Yeah, that was Carter Wiley, the sophomore, on the secondary coverage there, and a little bit too handsy on the defensive side of the ball. Head coach Scott Ash respectfully disagrees with that call, but pass interference anyway.
The pass interference penalty is going to save the Warriors from another fourth and long play. Looks like there's still a little contact on the field before we get the official determination. Are they going to walk off this penalty? So no, not sure exactly what the call is still. There's the pass interference signal. Now a walk off the penalty. So that'll be a first down again for Grass Lake, keeping the drive alive. They'll spend it at the 36-yard line, first and 10 for the Warriors.
Grass Lake looks to be looking for that deep ball. They've got the team speed to get out behind the secondary, so we'll look to see if they continue that.
And a 42 to go first quarter. Hickey back to pass again. Got time, and he's looking for another receiver, and those guys were tied up on that one, Jason. I wouldn't have hated a pass interference call. I guess he was within the near the line of scrimmage. Incomplete, second down at 10 yards.
Yeah, that was Joe Vacolo, the intended receiver there, and Michael Holbert kind of got their hands tied up a little bit. I'm not sure if that ball would have been catchable either way. They'll go back to the shotgun formation here on second and 10.
One running back there makes it to him, gives on the slant. We got a first down for Grass Lake. Breaks the tackle into the backfield. He's at the 30. Chased out from behind, down to the 25, and another big play for the Warriors. Dalton Dively on a reception. Quick slant, and then he beat a guy, and then he just turned on the burner. Chased out from behind, though, in Grass Lake. Now in Napoleon territory, finally, with something going on in the offense.
Yeah, they needed this one desperately, as they're really far behind, and really, that was an easy fix there if it wasn't for the feet of Ethan Weatherspoon coming from secondary.
Grass Lake, again, no huddle up to the line. First and 10 from the Napoleon 25. Out of the shotgun formation, trips right. The handoff is into the line, and he's hit. He'll fall forward for a couple. I believe that is going to be Nickerson on the kid.
Joe Vacolo with the carry there, and that's Braden Bunny on the stop for Napoleon. That is his fourth tackle so far today.
Second down and 8 for the Warriors. 4 wide receivers, 3 of them are to his left, and he gives again to Vacolo. And he's hit right at the line of scrimmage. And he'll go nowhere. They can't pull him down, but they do stop the forward progress. And that's going to bring up 3rd and about 8 for the Warriors with under a minute to go.
Yeah, that's Chad Carpenter on the stop, a big linebacker for the Pirates, and it's, again, the running game for Grass Lake is really stalling their offense.
So now 30 seconds ago, first quarter, it's a 20-0 to pulling advantage. Warriors trying to cut into that before the clock runs out on one quarter. Still four wideouts for Hickey, and he'll get to McColo again into the middle of the line, the heart of it. He does fall forward to the 20-yard line. That's going to keep him short of the first down by about 4 yards. That'll bring up a fourth for the Warriors.
Yeah, I'm not sure I understand that call, and it looks like their offense is going to stay out onto the field here for fourth and six or so, give or take, and I'm not really sure I understand that sort of option, read option call.
Wow. Yeah, time runs out on the first quarter. We'll switch ends, 21-0 Napoleon, but the Warriors knocking on the door. Big fourth down play when we come back. 1 minute break on 105.3.
The Jackson YMCA Paragon After School Program takes place at Paragon Charter Academy and helps kids engage in physical activity and learning activities, all while encouraging exploration of who they are and what they can achieve. Kids will participate in activities that help make friends and build character by using the Y's core values of honesty, caring, respect, and responsibility. Homework help will also be available every day. For more information, go to jacksonymca.org.
Family and community is important, and no one knows that better than Modern Way Systems. Family owned and community grounded, Modern Way supports many local events and organizations. Modern Way Systems of Napoleon takes pride in offering dependable service from residential to commercial, or you're more than welcome to dump your own trash at the Modern Waste Transfer Station at 7219 Brooklyn Road, next to the Modern Waste Recycle Drop-Off. Modern Way Systems, a proud supporter of high school athletics.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
1 minute on the clock, second quarter here, Grass Lake High School, the Napoleon Pirates. They're going to make a stand on the defense, fourth down at about 5 yards for the Warriors. They come out of shotgun, four wide receivers, back to pass is Hickey. Looking out, he's got a man, Weatherspoon steps back, intercepted! Ethan Weatherspoon calmly steps back, picks off the football, and the Napoleon Pirates come away with a big stop and maintain their 21-0 advantage.
Yeah, Grass Lake really had a good drive going there. Questionable call on third down, led to a fourth and six. Not ideal. Good, strong throw, but Ethan Weatherspoon just too fast and his leaping ability too good, and he's having himself a game.
Best we've seen from Ethan Weatherspoon so far, and we've seen these Pirates for quite a while now. They come out on offense, and of course, Weatherspoon on the field somewhere, you'd expect. Maybe they're giving him a breather. There's a handoff to Duncan Wilson, and he's been all fire so far today. Battles his way out for about 5 yards. He's going to break up a second and five for Napoleon, and they're on their own 15-yard line. But it actually, I think it's a good spot. Going to cut him down to a second and 3 yards early, Jason.
Yeah, it tackled by Scott Crutchfield, a generous spot there by the officiating team, and it looks like that Darren Wilson can pretty much do whatever he wants in this game.
Duncan Wilson, play action now. Hampton rolls out, looking downfield. It's caught by head coach Scott Ash. Does that count? He's out of bounds, I suppose.
Yeah, he didn't have both feet in, and but a good athletic play by Scott Ash. Does he have any eligibility left? I think it's the next question.
Hey, but he wouldn't be out in the receiving flats. He'd be out there bumping heads in the trenches, I think. Incomplete pass, third down and three now for the Pirates. Ethan Weatherspoon back into the game. He's wide right. Duncan Wilson in the backfield. Hampton under center. Takes the snap, gives to Wilson. Cuts back into the line, drags the guy, and he's going to be close to the first down, depending on where they're going to mark that. Looking for the signal on the spot. And, yeah, they're moving the chains, and you're right, Jason, a little extended the play, a little extra block downfield. No call, first and 10 for the Napoleon Pirates. And we've got Darren Hampton in our center I formation with Duncan Wilson, the D-back. takes the snap, fakes the give on the end around. It's Ethan Weatherspoon, finds a little bit of room, staying on his feet, gets to the sideline, and good job by the Warriors to string that play out to the sideline, because if Wilson turns on, or Weatherspoon turns on the burners at the sideline, he's gone.
Yeah, and Weatherspoon is having himself a great game. He might have 100 yards rushing out of that wide receiver spot with the move he's been able to put out. He got a good team there on the end around and took it for a big game.
Another big Pirate play on first down to make it up second and three. Pirates on their own 27-yard line. Out of step, Hampton gives to Wilson. Wilson breaks the tackle. He's got the first down, trying to drag a guy. He's going to get up to the 33-yard line, I think, before he's actually finished off. And that is indeed where they'll spot it. Another first down for the Napoleon Pirates offense.
Good tackle there by Dalton Dibel. But, again, Duncan Wilson continues to just be able to run over this Grass Lake first wave of defense and do whatever he wants.
And you can't step back against this offense because they will throw the ball, too. On first down, a handoff to Wilson, and he's got nowhere to go. Nice shot by the front four there for the Grass Lake Warriors on the defensive stop. We're now 10:20 to go first half, and still a 21-0 Pirate advantage in this game here in Cable 5.3, our football frenzy. Brings us out to Grass Lake next. Looking forward to finding ourselves at Western High School next week. Check out the complete schedule, K1053.com, as Darren Hampton brings him up to the line. Takes a handoff, play action, rollout. He's got a man in the flat and gets it to him. That's going to be a first down again for Napoleon on the connection. That goes to Jacob Skrzynski, and the Pirate offense keeps rolling.
Yeah, had a good job there to recognize the check down receiver, sort of a safety valve there. Pick up another first down, and Napoleon continues to roll as I believe we are going to get a timeout, Keenan.
A couple substitutions from the Warriors. They move the chain. Spot the ball at the 44-yard line. First and 10 for the Warriors. Their next first down is going to find them in, or excuse me, first and 10 for the Pirates. Their next first down will get them into Warrior territory.
Looks like there was a helmet-to-helmet contact, and they required one of the players to get off the field.
Little concussion protocol kind of thing. On the first down play, the handoff's to Wilson. He's dragging. He's going to get 5. He's going to get 6 yards into Warrior territory again over midfield. Spotted at the 49. Second down at about 3 for the Pirates, and they just continue to pound away now. Duncan Wilson having himself a heck of a game with that big play threat of Ethan Weatherspoon. Always over there, always ready. 9:10 on our first half clock. Weatherspoon splits out wide left. I formation for the Pirates. Wilson's a D-back. Takes a snap. Give in to Wilson. Wilson's delayed handoff. He's got room out to the outside. Race to the sideline. Fakes in. Now cuts back out. Still on his feet. He's going to end up with about a yard on the play, but he ran about 30 yards.
Yeah, that was a whole bunch of effort all for naught by Wilson there. The tackle by Scott Crutchfield, the junior for Grass Lake. And again, this Napoleon offense just continues to roll as they'll go third and short.
Another third down play here for the Pirates at the 48-yard line in Grass Lake territory. The hometown crowd getting fired up here a little bit. Seeing their team at a 21-0 deficit. Big third down play for the Warrior defense. Out of the shotgun, Hampton, quick pass to Weatherspoon. And great open field tackle on the play.
Good tackle there by Dalton Dibel, the 5'10" senior for the Warriors. And finally, they're able to force a fourth down. And it looks like we're going to get the punt team out for Napoleon.
Yeah, it would appear the punt unit coming out onto the turf here for the Pirates. Under 8 minutes to go here in the first half, but it's been an exciting start. And, you know, contrary to what I would have guessed, I was kind of expecting a little back and forth, maybe some fireworks, but not all one-sided like it's been so far. That's the Pirates at the line for the fourth down play. About 2 yards to get. Big formation gives to Wilson. He cuts into the line, pulls down. It looks like it's going to be short of the first down. Certainly the Warrior coaching staff up here in the booth seems to believe it is. And indeed, turnover on downs. Warriors take over after their first big defensive stop of the night.
Yeah, Cameron Darrow with a big stop to hold him about a yard short. And Grass Lake will take over on offense.
7.5 to go first half. Warriors huddling up on the sidelines a little bit here. And they won't huddle up usually most of the rest of the way. So once they're on the field, they kind of stay out there. Spread things out. A lot of threat of the passing game from the Warriors. So far, they've had a couple of big plays and one big play for the defense, Ethan Weatherspoon with an interception. Kiki's going to have to shake that off and leave this Warrior team down the field if they hope to stay in the game in the early going. Three wide receivers to his right now out of the shotgun. And a quick pass up the seam. Had it in his hand. Great stick by the defense. Pass dropped by Hayden Cochran.
Yeah, good throw there, and just he had it right in his hands and just couldn't hang on to it. And a good timely hit there by Tyler Silvestri in the secondary.
Yeah, and that was the difference maker there. A good hit timed it just right so he didn't get there early and knock the ball loose. Out of the shotgun again, trips right for Hickey. This time he's going to hand it off, and that one goes to Cameron Darrow into the line with nowhere to go. It's going to bring up a third down and 10 now, Jason.
Logan Williams with his first tackle, the senior lineman for Napoleon. And again, this read option, run option offense that Grass Lake is running just is not working at all.
Yep, Napoleon's definitely got him scouted well. Back to pass again, Hickey looking deep downfield, comes back to the middle, caught momentarily, then dropped again. This time it's Peyton Cochran with the drop. And that's going to bring him fourth down again for the Warriors.
Yeah, and a very quick fourth down at back. Three run plays. It's 3 yards in a cloud of dust kind of thing, and it's not working for him, and Hayden Cochran will back up and get ready to punt.
So it looks like they're contemplating on whether or not the punt squad's going to come out, and it looks like, indeed, that's the shift they're going to make. Cochran's stepping. He's going to look for the snap around the Grass Lake 35. Ethan Weatherspoon, dangerous player tonight, back to receive. I think they kick it away from him. They fake it. Snap it to the up man. He fakes the give. Gets into the line. He's going to get pulled down at the 50, so all he'll do is give up 2 yards, and they'll give the ball back to the Pirates in Warrior territory.
Yeah, and a big stop there by the Pirates defense. Good job to sniff that play out, and another strange call by the Warrior offense.
Well, I think the suspicion of the fake punt on that play was palpable. Like, I was suspecting it, and I don't think anybody was really fooled by it that much.
Yeah, and really, there wasn't a whole lot of guesswork there. You had the backup quarterback in as one of the primary blockers for the punter, and there's a quick out to Weatherspoon.
Weatherspoon dips a tackle, still on his feet, and it's down the punt race to the end zone. Nobody's touching him. Oh, they got him. Just about of bounds, the sideline is the only defender that could stop him, and he did. Huge play. Weatherspoon dodged about two tackles, just turned on the burners, and he's having the game of his life tonight, it looks like.
Yeah, you made quite a few people miss on that one, and then Joe Vacola was the last-ditch effort to just kind of do all he could to shove him out of bounds, and thankfully got him at the six. And again, another big play by Ethan Weatherspoon.
First and goal from the six for the Pirates. Hampton under center again. We got the running game working. It makes it a lot easier as a passer. Weatherspoon in motion. And now we're getting a flag, maybe a procedure penalty. Little movement on the line is my guess. So a little help for the Warriors. They need to stand up big here. 6:44 to go. Still a lot of time in the first half. And a 21-0 deficit the Warriors see themselves facing at home. Napoleon just on fire. Team tonight. Hampton sends Ethan Weatherspoon into motion again. Looks like they might be running the play. Same play they were going to run. Give this time to the running back. He's brought down for a short gain. Evelyn Hunt on the play.
Yeah, tackled by Cole Hamlin. That is his fifth tackle of the night so far. It's going to be second and goal from about the 10.
Napoleon huddled up on the field. Grass Lake ready on the defense. They come out of the huddle with an eye formation. Aslan Hunt in the backfield. Weatherspoon to the right. They give to the fullback. Breaks a tackle and looks like he could bumble down to the one, and Grass Lake will stand up. They push him back. I think they'll end up spotting that about the 4-yard line, Jay.
Yeah, it looks like they are standing at the 4 for the spot. So, a good spot there, looks like, and Krasinski with another good run out of that fullback spot. And this pro-style I-formation offense has worked very, very well for Napoleon.
back out of the huddle. This time, three back, jumbo formation, and another flag. An illegal substitution call. The officials right on top of it, and now we're going to walk back. And so Napoleon keeps battling his way down to the goal line. Keeps getting moved back. This is going to be third down and goal now from the 10-yard line. 5.5 to go here in the first half. Big formation for the Pirates. Roll out, play action. It's for man in the end zone. Tipped, but it's caught. Tipped and caught in the back of the end zone. Great play. Chad Carpenter, great concentration after the ball was tipped to pull it in for the touchdown.
And those tip drills, that's why you run them right there. And he's done a great job on defense so far today. And he comes up big with yet another touchdown for Napoleon.
All kinds of people going just right for the Pirates now with a 27-0 advantage and looking to make it more. And we've got Jaden Balnick's kick. The kick's up and good. 28-0. All Pirates here in the first half. 5.5 to go. We'll take a 1 minute break on K105.3's Football Frenzy.
Make your tailgates delicious with Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farm. Donuts, cider, and fresh baked pies are sure to please at any gathering. Be sure to try Meckley's hard ciders and check out their great wine and cheese selections. Come out this weekend for live entertainment featuring Code Blue Steel. And bring your appetite. We will have Tiki Sam's wood-fired pizzas hot and fresh in just 90 seconds. Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farm, located 1/2 mile north of US 12 on Jackson Road.
South Central Michigan Virtual provides an interactive and media-rich education in a student-centered learning environment. Students from kindergarten through 12th grade enjoy the benefits of online learning and in-person certified teachers. Located in the Jackson Crossing Mall, SCMV utilizes state-of-the-art technology to enhance our students' learning experience, including virtual reality field trips. Tuition is free and there are over 1,500 courses available. Enroll today at miscmv.org. South Central Michigan Virtual, where learning comes alive.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Pirates with the kickoff and the return for the Warriors, taking us to 21, pulled down short of the 30-yard line. And now we've got an injury on the field. To the lower extremities is my guess. Jason looks like he's in pain, though, and they get the trainer out onto the field. Everybody else kind of exits. Clocked up at 5:21 here in the first half. Now it's looking like left ankle, maybe knee.
Yeah, it's somewhere in the lower left leg there of Dalton Dybul Sr. It's unfortunate. You don't like to see stuff like that happen, but hopefully it's something that's not too serious for him and he can get back on the field quick.
I guess the best you can hope for when you see that something like that is maybe a cramp that they can rub out or that he'll be able to come back. But right now it's looking like maybe he could be lost for at least the rest of the game.
Yeah, he wasn't moving that leg too much with something like a rolled ankle or something like that. So hopefully it's, again, not anything too serious. Looks like they're focusing on that ankle area a little bit, maybe the knee. But hopefully it's not anything too terrible. It looks like he's going to try to get up, and he is putting a little bit of weight on it. So that is a good sign right there for Dalton Dybul.
Actually, the field under his own power and not even a lot of help from the trainer. So he's walking now. That's one that maybe if they really need him, if they're going to come on battle, maybe they tape that up in the locker room and he can still come out and contribute. So still making his way up the field slowly, but again, under his own power and with only a little help, if any, from the trainer there.
Yeah, and that's probably a big sigh of relief there for the Warriors. Dybul has been very solid for them in this game. He's got a handful of tackles, made a couple of nice plays on the special teams, and hopefully he'll be able to walk that off and get back in quick.
Yeah, he had one of their bigger offensive plays going, too. So he's a guy who they rely on quite a bit. Warriors looking to take over on offense now. Ball spotted, actually, they're at the 28-yard line, first and 10. The rest of it comes out spread as usual. Three wide receivers to the right for Hickey. One back. The give is to the back. And they'll tackle him right at the line of scrimmage, no gain. Carried by Joe Vacolo for no gain, second and 10, Grasslight.
And the tackle there by junior Nathan Felt. Hurry up offense for Grasslight. So it's time to catch your breath.
No huddle. for the Warriors, that's not unusual. Out of the shotgun comes Hickey. Looking like a blitz, maybe, and he takes pause for a moment. Looking for a hot route. Under 5 minutes to go now, 28-0. The Pirates all over the Warriors in the early going here on the K105.3 Football Frenzy. And the snap is there, gives to Bacolo. He breaks the tackle up the line. He is going to bust the head for about 4 yards, but now we're getting a signal. Maybe he fumbled. No, possession's going to stay with Grass Lake. Third down and real good spot. They're going to get about, just need 4 yards here for the first down, and they're back on the field quickly. And Hickey pauses, reconsidering the play, sending a receiver in motion. He's going to go to the other side of the field. So now instead of three wide to the right, he's got two to each side. Back on the shotgun, rolling out as Hickey looking to pass. And he'll go deep, intercepted! And again, in the point defense with the interception, Alan Bradley sliding through on that one.
Yeah, it looked like there was some miscommunication on the route that the receivers were supposed to run. Didn't quite get enough behind that throw there, and an unfortunate mistake. Alan Bradley will take it in great field position and look to put another 7 points on the board before halftime.
Yeah, during the play, I was looking at Hickey under pressure, and when I turned my head to see where he was throwing, there were nothing but white shirts. So, again, I think you're right, miscommunication on the route. And threw into traffic, and it's picked off. Second interception turnover created by Napoleon. They're back at it on the Grass Lake 41-yard line. That gives to Duncan Wilson. Cuts it outside. He's got a lot of room. He's got one guy. He cuts it upfield. A nice open field tackle by the Warriors. Number 4, Donovan Beach. Might have saved a touchdown there. It's going to bring up a second down at about 3 for Napoleon. No, it's caught 2.
And again, Wilson gets himself into that into the secondary with a big, big gain, and not a whole lot Grassley can do with that the front 7.
Yeah, play call designed to go off the tackle there, and he just jump cut it outside and had a lot of room. This takes the hand up again, this time to the left. He gets to the outside, turns upfield. Good blocking. One guy to beat, and that guy will not be beat. Runs it out of bounds, tackled by Joe Bacolo, but another big game for him. Another first down for the Pirates. 3:20 to go in the first four, first half.
Defense, and he's been able to run left, right, up the middle. It hasn't mattered. There's been space, and you really have to give credit to the Napoleon offensive line getting him that open room to run.
A couple really good candidates so far for the Subway Player of the Game. Stay tuned for that in the postgame. First off, players it gives to Wilson. He's over the 10, down to about the 7-yard line, 6-yard line, before he's pulled down. And Napoleon continues to attack with 3 minutes on the clock.
Another tackle by Joel Bacolo for the Warriors. It's going to be a second and, what do you think, Steve, about 5?
Second and 5. They've got a first down at about the 3-yard line they could get before they get into the end zone. They're going to mark that at the 6. Second down, I formation, Weatherspoon in motion, behind the line, and the give on the counter to Wilson. He's hit in the backfield, drags the guy. He gets over the 5, down about the 4-yard line. So they keep him out of the end zone. Third down and 2 for the Pirates.
And again, Grass Lake was able to get some penetration that time. John Lloyd got into the backfield there, but just couldn't hang on and was not able to wrap him up and bring him down for a long.
Pretty elusive there, Duncan Wilson. And he's not a big guy, but he's shown an ability to break tackles in the games that we've seen him in. Coming down to the 2-minute mark. I formation now again. 2 wide receivers to the left for Hampton. Sends Weatherspoon in motion. Now he goes off to the right. Gives it to the fullback. Into the line, chugging the leg. Looks like he fell into the end zone. Signal is indeed a touchdown, Napoleon. 34-0, the Pirates give to the fullback, number 12, Dewey Stowe, for the touchdown.
Got a good job by Stowe. Good effort there to get that scrum moving in the right direction. Got the pile to flip on through into the end zone for another score, and Grass Lake has a huge deficit to try to overcome here in the second half.
Can you watch that drive, Jason? It never felt for a moment like Napoleon wasn't going to score. It just seemed like a matter of time. And it really was, do they have enough time in the half, which it turned out they did. And the extra point is good. 35-0 now. The Pirates are on top of the Warriors with under 2 minutes to go in the first half. We'll take a 30-second break on K105.3.
Forget what you know about fours, for we're forcing flavor fortitude right at your forehead. Introducing Denny's 4 for $4 menu. Four dishes, $4. Enjoy flavor-forged meals like our biscuits and gravy and the shareable turtle sundae. And don't forget about all-you-can-eat pancakes and the Everyday Value Slam. They're delicious, times forever. Plus, since they're just $4 on the 2-4-6-8 value menu, they're totally affordable.
Denny's, welcome to America's Diner. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
With a 35-0 advantage and a minute 53 on the clock, the Pirates getting set to kick off. Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, live at Grass Lake High School, the Warriors. I never would have predicted this. I never would have.
No, I expected a 10-10 game going into halftime. You know, defensive struggle, both really good teams, both play good defense. Both have strong offenses, so it would have been an interesting game, but this one has gone the complete opposite direction of what I expected.
Kick is up to the right, fielded about the 25 by Grass Lake, get it up to the 30 before he's brought down. Decent field position here for the Warriors, but running out of time in the first half to try and put some points on the board, and that's a big deficit to find yourself behind still in the first half at home. And the Warrior crowd still staying behind, all the students still on their feet, but the energy is kind of, it feels forced.
Yeah, it really does. And Napoleon brought out a great crowd, not a long drive for him to come out to Grass Lake. And so it feels almost like a neutral field game, but the wind has really been taken out of the Grass Lake field so far.
Can't be a little shell check on the field. Warriors back out with the offense, though, first and 10 from their own 30-yard line out of the shotgun for Hickey. And takes the give, passes on the slant, caught into the second level, close to midfield, brought down at the 47-yard line. On the catch is Jordan Grimm, and a nice big play on first down for the Warriors.
Yeah, and a good tackle there by Colin Bradley. Good pass there, nice open space, and it looks like Grasslick is going to finally start going to the air.
No huddle, I'm just not going to get for Hickey, looking deep. Got a man up the seam, overthrew him. That was Donovan Beach. Up the field was open, just a little off on the connection for Hickey. Second down and 10 for the Warriors.
They just got by Carter Wiley, the defensive back for Napoleon. Decent speed out there for the Pirates in the secondary, but Grass Lake has shown some effectiveness getting behind them, just have not been able to make that connection on the deep ball.
Empty backfield now for Hickey, 5 wide. There's the snap back in the shotgun, looking to throw quick. He's got a man behind him. What an interception! One hit. Second week in a row, we got a one-handed interception on our game. Michael Hulbert goes up and comes down. He was beat, and the ball a little under throw perhaps, but a spectacular interception by the defender.
Yeah, what an amazing catch by Michael Hulbert, and that was a fantastic effort, very Odell Beckham-like. These kids have either been playing way too much Madden, but this is something that they practice on a daily basis.
You can even see it in the warm-ups, Jason, where they'll go out there and catch about half of them with one hand at this point. And it's proven to be a good weapon out on the field. We've seen a couple one-handed interceptions, and now with a minute and a half, Napoleon well in control of this one, and a give to Anthony Hunt into the line, and he's brought down. It was Hunt. I got it correct. I'm play number one there. First down play, he gets about half a yard. Second and 9. We do have a flag on the field. We'll wait and see what that is in the place where I'd expect to see a holding call.
Yeah, Blake Koski, the 5'10", 160-pound sophomore defensive tackle with the stop there for Grass Lake. And looks like they're going to walk off a few yards in Napoleon's favor.
So, yeah, the penalty goes against the Warriors. No surprise, I suppose. It just seems to be going against them pretty much the whole way today. They're going to have a lot to talk about in the locker room, and you're going to have to come out in the second half explosive and make a quick dent in the 35-0 deficit and hope that it doesn't get bigger than that by the end of the half. But Napoleon now at their own 46-yard line. Give is to Wilson. Is he? Still Hunt on the field here. He'll dive forward for about a yard, and it's going to bring up third down and... No, he switched the sign ahead on me. It is second down and 9 for Napoleon. Now under a minute to go in the half.
And Cameron Darrow, the sophomore, with yet another tackle, having himself a good game for just being a sophomore. That is a very talented linebacker.
A lot of tackles to be had on this one. A lot of offensive plays run by the Pirates so far. Here's another one. Quick pass out to Weatherspoon. He's been dangerous out there, and again, he gets to the second level off the sideline. That race. Hey, wow. Touchdown, Ethan Weatherspoon. Having the game of his life tonight. Another touchdown. Just a quick receiver pass. Got a block and just turned on the burners and outran everybody. And you got to get him quick or he's gone. It's just looking like Greg Weatherspoon out there a little bit.
Yeah, if he can hit that second gear, he is just long gone. And really, Breslake had no shot to catch him even as he broke past the secondary. And now, if I had told you walking into this game that you were going to see a 42 lead by either team, a 42-0 lead, I don't think you would have believed me.
Not for a second. I told you you're crazy, but indeed, that's what we have, 42-0. This is a Grass Lake team that scored 42 points in their opener. And now they trail by 42 with 36 seconds. They're going to get the ball back one more time here in the first half, and the Napoleon offense hitting on all cylinders. And Ethan Weatherspoon, the weapon that never got unsheathed in that first game, but tonight has been explosive.
Yeah, he really just was held in check last week against Columbia Central. This week he's been able to come out. He's been dynamic, and really it's been more about patience than anything else. You notice that, Wilson's not in a huge hurry in the backfield to find the open space. He waits for the hole, nice and patient. Same thing with Ethan Weatherspoon. He's waiting for blocks to develop, finds that open seam, and then he hits that other gear, and he is long gone. And that's been the name of the game for Napoleon. It's almost like a completely different team than we saw last week.
And that's how they want to work it. The key to all of it really has been the run game, and they've been able to get positive yardage just about every time they hand off the football. And then when it's time to make a big play, they pass to Weatherspoon to let him go. Now the kickoff is fumbled, it looks like. Nope, they've got it. Grand Tech's got it. And that's going to be a first and 10 from the 27-yard line. So 30 seconds exactly on our scoreboard here, 42-0. An unbelievable score here as we near the half on K105.3's Football Frenzy. For Collins Brothers Floor Covering, make sure you stay tuned for that. We'll get the Denny's on-demand statistics. Jason, there's one statistic I can think of that has been the difference maker, and that's the score.
Yeah.
That kind of a statistic?
It absolutely does. I mean, Ethan Weatherspoon also, I mean, he's wearing out everybody's pencils up here on the score sheet, so it'll be very interesting. Denny's on-demand stats for the halftime for Collins Brothers, and these guys got to come out and see us. We've got a pretty cool car lined up for them.
Back to Pat Hickey again, going deep, got a man, caught it, back play on first down for Grass Lake into the Napoleon territory, down to the 38-yard line, and the pass goes out there to Tyler Keeson. Oh, excuse me, I flipped over to meet you, Scott Crutchfield for the Warriors. The difference maker on that play, here come the Warriors, no huddle now. Only took off about 7 seconds on the play. Hickey back, who trips right, looking to pass again. Got some time. Got a man deep down the sideline. Oh, through the hands of Dalton Dively. Good to see him back out there running a route. Had a shot at a touchdown right there.
Yeah, he had Carter Wiley beat. And it looks like Grass Lake is going to try to pick on the youngster Wiley, the sophomore out there. Just a good throw there. And, Dalton Dively, he was able to put out a good play there, and he will head to the sidelines and start to limp it off a little bit more.
Under 20 seconds now. If there's a team in the Cascades who could come back for a 42-0 deficit, it is Grass Lake. They have the potential for the quick strike. They've got four wideouts on the field now. And Hickey back to pass again. Pump fake, looking deep. Got a man in the back. Nobody could get to it. Overthrown. And that will fall harmlessly to the turf. Now 9 seconds to go. And a third down for the Warriors from the Napoleon 38-yard line. What do you do, Jason? You take a shot at the end zone?
Well, I think you have to. Hickey's got the arm to do it. The question is can he and his receivers get on the same page to make that to make a play here?
We got four wide receivers out there now for Grass Lake. They've been able to give Hickey time back there. Now we'll get a blitz. But he gets the throw. He's hit as he throws and overthrew everybody. All dead now with 3.8. Grass Lake's going to get one more shot at it. And I guess kind of knew it if the play ended up being an incomplete pass, they were going to have time here with a fourth down up and coming. If it had been caught, different story. They needed to get in the end zone. 42-0. The Pirates lead. I'm shocked. I'm almost shell-shocked. Imagine how Grass Lake feels.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're just kind of standing up here dumbfounded as to how this score came about. And Sean Hickey's got his hands full. I think every play now becomes every territory is fourth down territory.
Picked off in the middle, and another interception, third one of the half for Hickey. Chad Carpenter makes the catch, and that's going to send us to the locker room. 42-0. The Napoleon Pirates all over the Grass Lake Warriors. And who would have thought? I couldn't have expected it. We'll take a two-minute break here on the half for Collins Brothers floor covering to collect our thoughts. And we'll be back with the Denny's on-demand statistics and a segment from the Michigan High School MHSAA. I always mess that up, but they've got their this week in high school sports coming up. So that's all on the half for Collins Brothers floor covering on K105.3, 42-0.
Celebrate the Collins Brothers Floor Covering 77th anniversary. A free sales event this August with the Collins Brothers Flooring family. Saluting America's most treasured asset, freedom. Collins Brothers 77th anniversary sale. Buy 3 square feet of hardwood, get the fourth one free. Buy 2 square feet of porcelain, get the next one free. Buy carpet and pad, and they install it for free. Collins Brothers 77th anniversary sale on West Pearl, downtown, adjacent the Farmer's Market. Offer includes other free things not listed. See Troy for details.
We have Dr. Penn here for Penn Chiropractic Center with your sports chiropractic tip of the week. Dr. Penn, with concussion such a hot topic of discussion in sports today, where does the work you do fit in?
Well, imagine the force generated to cause a head trauma resulting in a concussion. Now imagine those same forces being transmitted to the neck. That's right. Head trauma causes stress to the spine and nerve system, and chiropractic adjustments take pressure off the nerve system and help speed the natural healing powers of the body.
Go to DocPen.com to learn more and download your gift certificate to schedule a consultation and exam.
For some, grilling is an art, but it's really about the cuts of meat that won't be rushed, the vegetables and seafood that only need a kiss of smoke. Anything less, and you're just playing with fire. Kroger has the fresh meat and locally harvested produce that will make you want to get out and grill.
Pork-backed ribs are only $2.77 a pound, and red, white, or black seedless grapes are just 98 cents a pound with Plus Card. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
On game day, you are the MVP, most valuable party planner, because you've got Kroger on your team, and you save big on an awesome spread. Delectable dips, wings with a kick, savory sliders. Yep, you've got buffet bragging rights, and you're scoring with low prices. So get ready to savor victory with those delicious Kroger game day greats, where food and fans unite. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
High school football on K105.3. It's the Halftime Report. Now, back to the press box.
K105.3, we are back on the half. 42-0. It is the Napoleon Pirates all over the Grass Lake Warriors, surprisingly, very surprising. I never would have guessed it. I never would have predicted it. And really, for our Denny's On Demand halftime stats, there's one important stat. And to me, it is the fact that it's 42-0. Napoleon, it's hard to say what they did wrong. 3 interceptions in the first half, and the Pirates had no turnovers. Matter of fact, I think I can only think of one drive that they even didn't score on. And the start today has been Ethan Weatherspoon from the start.
Yeah, I mean, Ethan Weatherspoon, Duncan Wilson, with the point with those two guys, they've been able to really just do whatever they want offensively on the ground. You got to give it up to Darren Hampson, the quarterback. He played light years better than what he played in week one. For Grass Lake, what can you say? There really isn't a whole lot of positive. A lot of ground running to keep the first quarter going, and not a whole lot of results from it. The passing game struggled with 3 interceptions in the first half, and it's just it's tough going now for the Warriors. And this is, we've been talking to some of the people in the booth up here, and they said they've been here for almost 30 years and they haven't seen a game like this. So,
yeah, and you know, I bet they could play they could play 10 times, and this would be the only game that would have this kind of a score at the half. It's just a combination of Grasslake has not been hitting on all cylinders, and the point has just a mostly mistake-free half for the Pirates. Offensively, defensively, they've been in the right place at the right time every time. And again, I still can't, you can't underscore the value that they've had from the big play threat of Ethan Weatherspoon. Once you have that big play threat out there, you always got to keep mindful of it. So it's like Duncan Wilson is getting an advantage in the run game because they've got to respect the pass, and the pass game has been difficult to key on because you know that that run game is volatile too. So Grasslake's really going to have some stuff to figure out in the halftime locker room. Again, that's our Denny's On Demand halftime stats. The new Denny's On Demand online ordering, you can now enjoy your Denny's wherever you want. New Denny's On Demand online ordering, whatever, whenever, and now, wherever. Order now at Denny's.com. Grasslake marching band on the field here for the half. We're going to take a two-minute break. We're going to hear from the MHSAA this week in high school sports. And we'll be back at Grasslake on the halftime report for Collins Brothers Sport covering 42-0 Napoleon Pirates over the home field Warriors.
And the award for first in quality goes to Jim's Auto Body and Service. A one-stop shop for everything automotive. Whether it's body repair for your Deer accident or a complete engine swap, they have you covered. Jim's Auto Body and Service can mix the perfect color match with their computerized paint mixing system. If it's an insurance claim or out-of-pocket, all work is guaranteed. Jim's Auto Body and Service in Napoleon and online at jimsautobodyandservice.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2017 fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest, go Mounties!
Getting ready for that weekend road trip? Are you sure your vehicle can make it? Bring it into Stone's One-Stop Auto Shop in Grasslake for a 27-point inspection and oil change. For just $33, the crew at Stone's One-Stop Auto Shop will check your vehicle up one end and down the other, and they'll change your oil. That way, whether your road trip takes you north, south, east, or west, you'll be sure you can get there and back. Get your 27-point inspection and oil change now at Stone's One-Stop Auto Shop in Grasslake.
And the award for first in quality goes to Jim's Auto Body and Service. A one-stop shop for everything automotive. Whether it's body repair for your Deer accident or a complete engine swap, they have you covered. Jim's Auto Body and Service can mix the perfect color match with their computerized paint mixing system. If it's an insurance claim or out-of-pocket, all work is guaranteed. Jim's Auto Body and Service in Napoleon and online at jimsautobodyandservice.com.
Depth pays dividends. Banning pop-up kicks, and half the story. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. There's nothing like having a lineup in any sport that's deep in talent. It's an even bigger deal when that plays out over time, especially when your school's enrollment isn't that big to begin with. For the girls' cross-country team at Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart, the intrigue comes with having six of its top seven runners, which won a second straight Lower Peninsula Division IV title a year ago, returning.
It's hard to imagine that after the past two seasons, we still have something to look forward to, but we've got eight gals that I think we can get under 20 minutes, and if that's a case and they're healthy, you know, we should be pretty tough to beat again.
Coach Mark Zittelberger's Irish nearly had all seven runners at last year's finals at Michigan International Speedway claim All-State honors for the second straight year. Senior Megan Nowak, who just missed All-State honors 2 years ago and sat out last year with an injury, says the Irish are a very competitive group.
We're a really deep team for D4. It's not really going to affect us too much. We have a lot of runners who push each other and push each other to be on varsity and push each other to get to Brooklyn again.
Senior Bailey McConnell, who finished second individually in 2016 and fifth in 2015, leads a trio of sisters on the team along with junior Cammie and sophomore Desiree. Our Sparrow Health Game Balls this week go out to Austin Brown of Madison Heights, Madison, who broke a state record with 8 touchdown passes in the first half of a football win over Warren Lincoln last Thursday. And Ann Forsyth of Ann Arbor Pioneer, one of 3 runners at last weekend's Pete Moss Invitational at Benzie Central, which broke the 17-minute mark for the first time since Rochester's Megan Gothals in 2009. She won with a time of 16:50.3. Are you fueling properly? Most student athletes should eat every 3 to 4 hours. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Hi, my name's Dan Scuda, professional football player and Michigan native. Being born and raised in Michigan, I want to see all Michigan students succeed. Paying for college can be a barrier. That's why I've teamed up with My Student Aid to help tackle the cost of college. My Student Aid helps students and families in Michigan with affording college, with scholarships, grants, and also college savings programs. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid. Together, we can help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
One of the most exciting plays in football is the onside kick, which has turned the tide around in many games. In the interest of safety, national high school rules this year have eliminated the onside kick where the ball is kicked with great force off the tee into the ground, generating a pop-up ball, which creates a dangerous recovery situation. This kind of pop-up kick will immediately be blown dead by the officials, and a 5-yard penalty will be assessed to the kicking team. Onside kicks that are dribbled along the ground, hitting at least twice, are still legal by rule, and the kicker can still pooch kick the ball straight up into the air off the tee. But the pop-up kick, which hits the ground first and bounces only once, is no longer a playable ball.
Thanks, Mark. There's help wanted. Just whistle. Go to MHSAA.com now to be a referee. Well, never let the facts stand in the way of a good story is an old saying that has reared its head as some folks in the media try to report on the participation numbers in high school football. The latest guilty party was the Washington Post, which last week reported that Michigan had nearly 60 schools having dropped their football programs in the last 5 years, citing numbers from the annual National Federation of State High School Associations Participation Survey. I've seen some other reports which put the same information out there, and it's only half the story. The thing that's missed when looking at the Federation numbers is an additional column in the report for states which have formats of football using fewer than 11 players. And guess what? That's where all those schools are. 8-player football will be played by over 60 schools in Michigan this year, and the addition of this sport nearly a decade ago has kept the Friday night lights on in some communities, fired them up in some other towns where they hadn't been seen in decades, and given small schools new to the MHSAA membership an opportunity to introduce the sport. Now, we're still concerned about the slip in overall participation numbers on the gridiron, a convergence of a dwindling student population, fear of injury, and too many folks buying into the need to specialize in another sport rather than support their school by playing multiple sports. But high school football is alive and well across the country and in Michigan, in spite of this wave of partial information. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.
Celebrate Labor Day at a place that's been celebrating Labor Day for 70 years. The Beach Bar on Ocean Beach on Clark Lake. Family owned and operated for over 70 years. 3 generations of serving up the classics, like the Townie, a sandwich overflowing in flavor and in size. And don't forget about the often imitated but never duplicated Beach Bar tomato soup. The Beach Bar on Ocean Beach and Clark Lake. Celebrating 70 years of serving up the classics.
This past January, American One Credit Union gave back over $1 million to members who chose to finance local in 2016. We've decided to make 2017 bigger and better. This year, American One is giving back $1.5 million to members. That's 50% more back to members. Get your part of the $1.5 million when you finance a secured closed-end loan at American One anytime in 2017. Call any American One branch today and ask us for details.
John Allen with Grass Lake Chevrolet. Do you have credit issues? We know bad things happen to good people, and we're here to help.
And I'm Dan, the finance man. Bad credit, bankruptcy, repossession, not a problem.
With over 30 years of combined experience at Grass Lake Chevrolet, we've seen it all. We will fight to get you the lowest rate with the lowest down payment possible. And don't forget, 100% guaranteed approvals.
Don't wait. Go online or come in today. Grass Lake Chevrolet, love it or leave it.
And the award for first in quality goes to Jim's Auto Body and Service. A one-stop shop for everything automotive. Whether it's body repair for your deer accident or a complete engine swap, they have you covered. Jim's Auto Body and Service can mix the perfect color match with their computerized paint mixing system. If it's an insurance claim or out-of-pocket, all work is guaranteed. Jim's Auto Body and Service in Napoleon and online at jimsautobodyandservice.com.
This is how we roll.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Keep going on Jason Smith on the halfway at Grass Lake High School, 42-0. Napoleon Pirates. And the chatter up here in the press box at the half was, they've never seen a game like this.
Yeah, it's been 30 years since Grass Lake has seen a lead this big at halftime for them, especially on their home field. And you know, that's not a misprint. That's not an error on the scoreboard. It's 42-0 at halftime. Napoleon has the lead. And as you and I talked about, if we had said that either one of these teams would be up by this margin, you'd have thought we were completely crazy. So this has been it's been a game where one side has executed almost to perfection and the other side has been unable to get any sort of offense going at all.
Yeah. And you know, I was thinking about the halftime locker room being tricky in a game like this. You know, for Grass Lake, they just know they have to turn it around and they've got to do some things better, and you want to come out here and kind of focus on putting together a drive and then maybe another one. The real difficulty is for the Napoleon squad to try and keep their team focused and to be able to come out here and execute the way they did in the first half. I think Scott Ash is experienced enough and hard-nosed enough to get a good performance out of the team at the half, but I still will look out for that lackadaisical kind of we're way ahead feeling where it's hard to go out there and play really hard when you're very comfortably ahead like this. And for whatever reason, it's the halftime that triggers that kind of reaction.
Yeah, and it's one of those situations where as a team, mentally, you go out instead of having your foot to the floor and just playing as hard as you can, you start to play to not make mistakes. And instead of playing to win, you're playing to not lose. And sometimes that can come back to haunt you in the long run. Grass Lake really just needs to focus on successful drives, one drive at a time, coming out on defense and making a stop. That's really all you can just break the game down. It sounds simple, but in execution, it's actually quite difficult, especially behind this much, because you want to score quick and then get on the field and get a quick turnover and then come back and score quick and so on and so forth. But really, you just have to focus. If it's a long, sustained drive, that means two things. Number one, you're able to keep the ball moving. And number two, Napoleon's offense isn't on the field scoring points. So both are beneficial to you at this point. So it's going to be an issue of getting those drives sustained, getting those drives to reach a point, and then coming back on defense to make the stop.
Let's take another 1 minute break here on the halftime. When we come back, second half kickoff and Grass Lake ball on K105.3.
We have Dr. Penn here for Penn Chiropractic Center with your sports chiropractic tip of the week. Dr. Penn, with concussion such a hot topic of discussion in sports today, where does the work you do fit in?
Well, imagine the force generated to cause a head trauma resulting in a concussion. Now imagine those same forces being transmitted to the neck. That's right. Head trauma causes stress to the spine and nerve system, and chiropractic adjustments take pressure off the nerve system and help speed the natural healing powers of the body.
Go to DocPen.com to learn more and download your gift certificate to schedule a consultation and exam.
Jackson Public Schools has openings in their high-quality preschool program at no cost to you. Children who are 3 or 4 by December 1st can take advantage. Locations are at Bennett, Frost, Hunt, McCulloch, and Northeast Elementary buildings. Jackson Public Schools provides nutritious meals, family support, health services, and family activities. Apply today and set the stage for their academic success. Space is limited. Call 517-784-4800 or 800-491-0004. JPS. Yes, where community comes together.
K105.3 presents high school football. That will conclude the halftime report. It's now time for the second half on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Halftime for Collins Brothers floor covering. Thanks to those guys. And you're looking for hardwood, you're looking for carpet, they'll take care of you. Maybe you need to get something cleaned up. Collins Brothers Floor Covering, a halftime report sponsor. As the teams get back on the field, the clock's set for 12 minutes. We got 24 minutes, and it better be a good 24 minutes for the Grass Lake Warriors if they hope to remain unbeaten early in the year here. Pirates come out, and they still look pretty spry, still a lot of spring in the step. But that's true of the Warriors, too. And I think we'll get their best effort, at least coming out of here. And step number one is getting on the scoreboard. Step number one, that goal number one's got to be to get on the scoreboard for the Warriors. They're back to receive, and it looks like Joe Bacolo deep. Kick is up to the right. Fielded by Dively. Up the field, he's up to the 30. And pushed back. The Pirates still the aggressors on the field, pushing Dively back. But the Warriors will get first and 10 from their own 28-yard line. And we're underway in the second half.
Yeah, we are underway, and it seems like the special teams are going to keep going after Dively after that injury early on or late into the first half. Also have some out-of-town scoreboard. Looks like Concord trails Homer 22-6, and GOC checking in from the Lumen Christie game. Lumen leads Hastings 28-0.
Grass Lake Warriors on the field, four wide outs for Hickey, back to pass. Quick out pass to Dively, just out of the outstretched finger, and that's an incomplete pass out first down for the Warriors. Looks like they're going to stay with that air attack here in the second half.
Yeah, and it looks like they had Carter Wiley, the sophomore corner, fooled one more time, and that ball just thrown just a little bit behind Dively. But it looks like he would have had some room to maneuver there on that catch.
A lot of real estate available for Dively if he reels that one in. They'll go for it on second down. Quick out. Caught and nappy footwork there by Scott Crutchfield. He's only going to turn it into about 6 yards on the play. But a good-looking run after catch, and that's going to give Grass Lake a third down and manageable here with about four to go.
Yeah, good job there to get that ball into the open space, make a couple of nice moves, and a much more manageable third down than what they were looking at.
Third down at about a long four out of the shotgun. Four receivers again. Back to pass. And tipped. Intercepted. Did he get that off the ground? Picked it up just inches from touching the turf. That's another interception for the Napoleon Pirate, Tony Silvestri.
Yeah, and Tony did a great job there staying with that ball after the tip. The initial tip there by Braden Bunny, and then Silvestri came down with it. The good hands, good heads-up alertness there to make that interception. And Grass Lake, once again, comes up with an empty drive.
That'll take all that energy that they built up in the halftime, all of the you can do it, you can still come out and do this, all that kind of, I think, goes away with another turnover. And another opportunity for the Pirates to add to their advantage. Under center, Hampton. Receiver in motion. Two to his left. This one's going to go to the backfield. Aslan Hunt, coming through off tackle. Gets about 6 yards right away before he's hit. Then he's pulled down. I think that's going to set him up for a second down, about 3 yards. Nice run on first down by Aslan Hunt. Duncan Wilson did his damage in the first half, and he's getting a little bit of a break now as Napoleon comfortably ahead with a 42-0 advantage.
Yeah, it really doesn't matter who's carrying the football for him out of the backfield. They've been able to do whatever they want, 5-6 yards to carry on average. Joe Vacola with that stop, and it seems like we're calling a lot of linebackers in secondary on those tackles.
High formation here for the Pirates. Two wide receivers in Hamptons, right? Looks like the give to Hunt again, and he hits the line with such force. He's immediately at top speed. He's like a Ferrari. And he gets to that second level, and he battles for the first down, and they're going to spot that football at about the 29. Aslan Hunt, Duncan Wilson, it's a two-headed monster out here for the Pirates on the run game, and Hunt has been explosive here in the second half early going.
And it's that second level for Grass Lake that makes the stop again. James Helton, the linebacker this time, getting the tackle. But again, it's another 5, 6, 7 yards. Before the Napoleon tailbacks are even touched.
8.5 to go here. Second half, third quarter. Pirates driving again. Receiver in motion. Delayed handoff goes to Hunt again. This time the Warriors team to make the stop. He still falls forward for a couple yards, second down, at about 8 for the Pirates. As the clock ticks down under 8 minutes, and Napoleon has set themselves up in great position to close out this game and get their first win on this young season.
And it looks like Grass Lake is going to a heavier first line there with number 72, Keaton Cooper, the 6'2", 206-pound junior, checking in on that defensive line, and they're going to stack that left side with some heavies.
High formation, and there's the get by Hampton. This time it's to the fullback, Dewey Stowe, and he battles ahead. He's going to rumble for about 3. It's now inside the 25 to about the 24-yard line, where that's going to be a third, and call it 4 yards for the Pirates. Actually, look at that, move that up even a little bit. I was saying that's third down to 3, and a nice spot on the play, and a good battle for about 3 yards for Stowe, as the Pirates continue to just grind away now, and run out of clock. They break the huddle, back up to the line of scrimmage, eye formation again. Hunt is the defect, Stowe is the fullback. And this time, Hampton will roll off the pass, looking to the end zone. Now he'll scramble. Gets through the line. He's going to get the first down. And about a yard more. Now inside the 20, down to about the 17. And I don't know if that was a designed run, but I don't think Hampton was too concerned about not throwing it and instead pulling it down to get the first down.
Yeah, and that's definitely a sign of a quarterback who learned his lesson with 3 picks in the game before. Nothing really open for him. Not a whole lot of options left but to tuck it and run, and a good job to pick up the first down.
First and 10 for the Pirates. Just a yard inside of the 20. We'll put him at the 19. Hampton under center. Gives to Hunt again, and he explodes through the hole again. He's going to be close to the first down as he continues to drag defenders. He'll get it down inside the 10-yard line. It looks like waiting on the spot, whether or not that's a first down. They'll put him just a hair over the 10-yard line. And that's going to bring up second down and about a yard. Second down at just about 1. The Pirates huddle up on the field, but they continue to drive, knock down the door, and make this lead even larger on the road against the Warriors. They break the huddle, hunt the deep back. Hampton's still under center. Gives to Hunt. This time, the Warriors all over the run play. They're going to stop that for a loss. Nice defense by the Warriors.
Yeah, a good tackle there by Brett Lockridge, the senior, 185, 5'11". They're getting him in the backfield. Counterplay that kind of goes nowhere for Aslan Hunt.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the counter ran him right into a couple defenders on the penetration. Hasn't been a lot of that going on for the Warriors. Kudos to the Napoleon front line here, the front five. The Hogs, as they call them back in the day, John Madden style, now under 5 minutes to go, third quarter. And it's all Napoleon still in this tilt, hunt in the backfield. Third down and call it 2. And now we got some illegal motion on the line. And that's going to move that first down opportunity back a little bit for the Pirates. False start is indeed the call.
Going to make a 3rd and 6 for the Pirates, back them up a little bit, but as you can tell, they're really in no hurry here to put the ball in the end zone, and really not in a big rush to get to the line, and you know that's going to be what they're going to be about in this second half, is ball control and managing that clock.
Yeah, curious if they even try to throw here on third down, or you just see if you can't run it twice and get the first down, or if you turn it over. They got a lot of field to work with, and you've got a lot of points between you and them. And now not as much time. We're down to 4.5 here in the third. It might be a quick second half time-wise as Napoleon continues to run the clock. The gives to Hunt. He gets off the left side. Good pursuit by the Warriors. Pulled down at the 15. And that's going to keep him short of the first down, bring up a 4th for the Napoleon Pirates.
And a good tackle there by the senior Noah Parker and Dalton Dibley in on that stop as well. And guys, down on the field for a moment there, it was the senior John Lloyd looked like he was warming up his arm. The backup quarterback, and the kick team is on for an attempted field goal for Napoleon.
I think there's a good chance we'll see both backup QBs tonight, Jason. And I'm glad to see our first field goal attempt on the year. Jaden Balmick out. Hold is down. Good. Good kick. And that's good. And another 3 points tacked on to the scoreboard for the Pirates. 45-0 with 3:46 to go third quarter. 30 seconds and we're back at K105.3.
Celebrate the Collins Brothers Floor Covering 77th Anniversary. A free sales event this August with the Collins Brothers Flooring family. Saluting America's most treasured asset, freedom. Collins Brothers 77th Anniversary Sale. Buy 3 square feet of hardwood, get the fourth one free. Buy 2 square feet of porcelain, get the next one free. Buy carpet and pad, and they install it for free. Collins Brothers 77th Anniversary Sale on West Pearl, downtown, adjacent the Farmer's Market. Offer includes other free things not listed. See Troy for details.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boylan, Jason Smith, in the press box here, Grass Lake. We thank you to our host for having us out again. One of my favorite PA announcers here at Grass Lake. Doing it for nearly 30 years. Kickoff handled at the 15 by Diley. Tacks the line. Breaks a couple tackles. Got some room. He's in up to the 35. Gets up to the sideline. He got his feet. Now toward the 50s. Finally pulls down. Breaking a couple tackles there, Diley. And they're glad to have him back and that injury was minor when he was down on the field earlier tonight.
Yeah, I think that ankle's feeling just fine after that run. And that is something that Grass Lake definitely needed. And it looks like John Boyd is going to be in the middle of this huddle here. For the Warriors, so we may see if the backup can come in and work some magic here.
So the Warriors, you pull out all the stops, I guess, at this point. Trailing 45 to nothing at home. Now the clock's running down to 3 minutes. Ball right, the nose of the ball, right on the 50-yard line. Best starting field position, I think, for the Warriors all night. Out of the shotgun, Lloyd, the pass, quick out. And he's got a man open, turns it upfield, twists it down, and he's going to spin all the way up toward the first down marker at the 40-yard line. They're going to give it just shy of 39, but a nice play on first down, and Lloyd showing a little bit of gusto to make the play happen.
Yeah, Gabe Schirmacher, the backup corner in, makes the tackle for the Pirates, so we're going to see a lot of the second team getting some work in.
The shotgun, Lloyd again throws, this time looking for the stop route, and the receiver didn't stop. Incomplete, third down and short. Grass Lake keeps it rolling. Now, coming up on 2 minutes here in the third quarter, 45 to nothing. I can't hit a score enough because I got to make myself believe it's real. Out of the shotgun, Moyes got a man with blockers. First down, down to the 35 inside of it, even to the 34-yard line. On the reception, Scott Crutchfield.
Yeah, good job by Michael Holder to make that tackle because he had a lot of open space and a lot of room to work.
Nice play, well blocked and executed by the Warriors to give Crutchfield that room to run. Now the shotgun again, Lloyd, with three wide receivers to his left, spread offense for the Warriors. Another quick pass off to the side. Nice open field tackle. The hit on the receiver, Steven Grisco.
Yeah, a big hit. Almost helmet to helmet there. Big tackle by the Pirates.
Got him in the open field and made the stop. That's that. You know, when you throw that out route like that, or you throw that quick receiver route, the hope is that he'll be able to beat that first defender, but in that case, could not do it. Second down and a long 10 for Grass Lake. Lloyd again, up the seam, caught, close to another first down. That is Aiden Cochran on the reception. And the Warriors have something going now with the backup quarterback, under a minute to go, third quarter.
Yeah, this is probably one of their better sustained drives of the game so far. The tackle by the senior Sam Hunt, the backup corner for Napoleon.
And Lloyd has been quicker on the draw, I think, with the passes. He's been quick to throw, quick to get it out of there. And that, I think, has been to the advantage. The handoff now to Cody Nickerson looks like goes for no gain for the Warriors. Now it's 4th and 2 for Grass Lake out of the shotgun again. Triple receivers left for Lloyd. Looking to the bench, she gets the play call. He's got it now. Big fourth down for Grass Lake. Quick out again. This time caught. And he'll get the first down. Looking for more. They'll wrestle him out of the sideline. Put him at the 23. And up against Steven Grisco, the receiver on the play. And Lloyd and Grisco made 3 connections now on this drive. Time's going to run out on the third quarter. But the Grass Lake Warriors, a little something going on. Maybe trying to end this scoreless route and get themselves on the clock. Let's take a 30-second break. We're back with the fourth quarter on K105.3.
John Allen with Grasslight Chevrolet. Do you have credit issues? We know bad things happen to good people, and we're here to help.
And I'm Dan, the finance man. Bad credit, bankruptcy, repossession, not a problem. With over 30 years of combined experience at Grasslight Chevrolet, we've seen it all. We will fight to get you the lowest rate with the lowest down payment possible. And don't forget, 100% guaranteed approvals.
Don't wait. Go online or come in today. Grasslight Chevrolet, love it or leave it.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on
K105.3. T-Foil, Jason Smith, will switch ends on the field. And we got the Grasslake Warriors huddled up on the sideline. I don't know if you abandon the thoughts of getting back into the game and making it, you know, having a chance to win, but right now you're just looking, let's put something in the end zone, let's put some points on the board. And let's go from there.
Yeah, I think right now your focus isn't really on winning the football game. It's more on just getting something going and keeping this drive going with your backup quarterback in. Most of the backups on the field for Napoleon's defense. Put some points on the board and let's see where we go from here.
He might end this with a little momentum. Back to pass again, Lloyd. He's got a man open. Cochran with the catch. Breaks the tackle. Down at the six. We're definitely seeing some momentum here for Grasslake, and a nice pass out to Cochran by Lloyd, the backup QB in the game.
Yeah, and Carter Wiley, the touchdown-saving tackle there, but it's going to be first and goal for the Warriors. That's something we haven't said at all today.
No breathers for the Warriors. Back out on the field. Quick pass, a little high. Over the outstretched hands of the receiver and the defender. Nearly another pick for the Pirates.
Yeah, Gabe Schiermacher is a long corner and very tall, good leaping ability there, and he nearly had that one intercepted.
The Warriors back at it here. Second down and goal. It's a run indeed. 11 minutes now in the game, 45 to nothing. Back to pass, Boyd again. Second and goal. Got a man in the corner. The defender fell down, and they are going to flag him. Interference in the end zone. The defender went down, made contact with the receiver's leg, slowed him down enough that he couldn't make a leap at that football. So that's going to set up a first and goal situation. Or excuse me, still second. Correct?
Yeah, that is. I believe it's an automatic first down on the pass interference, regardless of yardage there. And John Conway, the senior, is the offender there for Napoleon. The clock continues to wind down here as we're at 10.5, and it's going to be first and goal from, I believe they're going to spot that at the 3.
So they do get down to about the 3, and we got a first and goal scenario. Inside the 5 now for the Warriors. Just keep battling, trying to get the points. Take the play action, hand up, untouched into the end zone, and Cole Hamlin gets Grasslake on the board now. 45-6, and listen to this ovation from the Grasslake faithful. Still behind their team, even with a 45-6 deficit. We'll get an extra point at that. Why not? We might go for 2 here. Nothing to lose. Leave it all on the field, as they said. Out of the shotgun formation for the Warriors. 4 wideouts for Lloyd. He rolls out to the right. Gets into the end zone and caught by Cochran, and make it 45-8. Grasslake, little success here in the fourth quarter, 10-16 to go. Napoleon gets the rock back when we return. 30-second break on K105.3's Football Frenzy.
Family and community is important, and no one knows that better than Modern Way Systems. Family-owned and community-grounded, Modern Way supports many local events and organizations. Modern Way Systems of Napoleon takes pride in offering dependable service from residential to commercial, or you're more than welcome to dump your own trash at the Modern Waste Transfer Station at 7219 Brooklyn Road, next to the Modern Waste Recycle Drop-Off. Modern Way Systems, a proud supporter of high school athletics.
To the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Like, got the football feet up, huddling up on the field. You go for the onside kick, Jason.
Yeah, why not? You got nothing to lose here. I mean, if this is just a big elaborate ruse and they're going to make their comeback, they better get on it because there's not a whole lot of time left in this game. And I think you have to. I think anywhere on the field is now four down territory, and every kickoff is an onside kick at them.
Here goes. And no, they'll boot it up the middle into the arms. Aslan Hunt. He boots the catch. Napoleon's got it, though, and they'll retain possession. It looks like they'll be spotted about their own 27-yard line. Clock starts ticking away, and the Warriors find themselves back on defense. After a nice drive, that saw them get into the end zone, and Lloyd looks comfortable at QB.
Yeah, he really did. He's a senior this year and the backup quarterback. Might as well give him a little bit of rest in at the QB spot. He looked calm. He looked under control, and didn't panic, marched the team right on down the field, and got a good score.
I don't think he's got enough time to go Frank Reich on this one, but a nice job to get the Warriors on the board, get a little momentum going into next week. Meanwhile, Napoleon's into their second quarterback, under center for them now, Colin Bradley, handling the snaps. That gave us Aslan Hunt again. And he stopped for about a one-yard loss, second down and 11 for the Pirates. Again, about the 26-yard line out on the field. 9 minutes left in the tilt for the running clock, 45-8. Napoleon came out on fire the first half of this one. They've only got 3 points in the second half, though, Jason. That's something.
Yeah, I mean, any positives you can take away from this game are going to be positives.
Hunt gets through the line, breaks a couple tackles. Dude, he's dragging guys close to a first down. It's actually going to be about a yard shy. Let's spot it at the 38-yard line. And, no, first down, they move the chains. Nice run by Hunt, and again, he just showed a little bit of depth in the offensive backfield right now for the Pirates. Doesn't seem to matter who's back there. This line's been able to get him some space.
Yeah, and that tackle by Brett Lockridge, but I'm not a fortune teller, but I see a lot of block shedding and tackling drills in practice this week for Brett Lake.
Pirates come out in that familiar I formation. Two wide receivers to the right side for Bradley under center. Gives to the fullback, Stowe. Breaks through the line. He's going to get about 3 on the carry. And it just seems one of those situations where no matter what, the running back's going to be able to fall forward for 2 to 3 yards when the Pirates take it into the line.
Yeah, and that's been the common theme all night is they've been able to get into the open space, nice and patient, and not into any big rush at all. And on these drives now, if they get a first down, they get a first down. If they don't, they don't. I mean, they're in a position now where they can just eat away clock and move on to the next one.
7.5 left on our game clock, and the Pirates continue to roll. A really good spot on that play. I'm going to call it 6 yards right now on second down from the 42. Gives to Hunt again, and he smashes into the line. He's over the 45 to the 46 before being stopped. Setting up a third and manageable now for Napoleon as the clock continues to tick. And they get closer and closer to their first win of the season.
The first tackle of the game for sophomore Bradley Ramsey. As he, the defensive lineman, will pick up the stop on Hunt. And so far, I mean, it's the same old for Napoleon.
A lot of fun still going on here in the high school football season. It's only game number 2. Game 3 will be at Western next Friday night. Always good to get to see Steel Fortress and the Panthers. Make sure you come out 6 o'clock. Join us a little bit early for that one. It's time for a chance at a 2-year lease for the 2018 Chevy Equinox that we'll be giving away. Third down play goes nowhere for the Pirates. Bring a fourth down and maybe that punt unit onto the field. Grasslake will get another shot at it with 6.5 on the running clock.
Yeah, man, I think they are running out of time very, very quickly. They needed a few quicker stops than this on defense, and now they will need to get back on offense and score quick and start those onside kicks.
Back to receive the punt for the Warriors, Scott Crutchfield. This one will get punted. Block! It's up in the air. You got it! Scott Green with the block, and the punter saves the touchdown there. Big play by Hayden Cochrane now with under 6 to go. But big moment there for the Warriors. So a couple positives to take away as we run out of time in the game. The comeback's kind of out of the question, but you'd like to put another six up on the board.
Yeah, and this is probably the best outcome they could hope for outside of running a fourth back for a touchdown is getting this fantastic field position. They'll start at the 30-yard line, and short field means you have the potential for some quick scores.
Yeah, best starting field position for the Warriors all night. It's not even close. Four wide receivers, four quarterback, back to pass, got him on the slant. Nice defense, good pursuit on the defense there. Intended receiver on the play was James Helton. And I was telling Dively anyway, we get a good defensive stop there by the Pirates.
And Logan Weimer, the junior, breaks up that pass. Good job to get a hand in without getting the flag thrown.
Yeah, great coverage on the play. Pretty good throw, too, by Lloyd. On the second down play, he hands up. Big run play there. Breaks through the line. It's the second level, and that's going to be at the 25, where he's pulled down. And that is a nice run for Cody Nickerson, and the Warriors still alive here with 4.5 to go.
Yep, senior Gabe Schirmacher with the tackle there, and Lloyd lines him up quick.
Out of shotgun, Lloyd's got it, and he is brought down. Tries to throw it, and I don't see any laundry on the field, Jason. It looks like they're just going to call it incomplete. It looks like he did have a back that was short on the field there. Oh, it's gone down before he got the pass away. Worked out 13 yards in Grass Lake. Four wide receivers. Lloyd's got some time. He'll throw into the seam. Cochran had it and dropped it. Incomplete turnover on down. 3:44 to go here in the game. 45-8. And the Pirates will bring the offense back on the field one more time at least.
And Sam Hunt was beat on that coverage. Cochran just couldn't bring in the ball, and that's going to be probably the final nail in the coffin for the Warriors.
The Pirates come back out onto the field against Colin Bradley in at quarterback. We do indeed get a chance to take a look at both of the backups for these teams. As time continues to tick away, it appears that Napoleon will move to 1-1 on the season. After a loss to Columbia Central, they get their conference opener against the tough Grass Lake team, and they played as well as you could expect them to play tonight. And up to Aslan Hunt. He's had a nice night tonight. He's going to get over the 35 to the 36-yard line. Make it to 37. Nice play on first down for about 4 yards. Second down and six. Napoleon Pirates. Get to the Grass Lake. What do you take away from this, and how can you turn it into a positive and get ready for next week?
Well, I think the biggest thing that they need to focus on is tackling. I think they've got a good job. They know that their backups can play confidently, but it's going to be focusing on block shedding and tackling because that's really been what killed them in this game on defense.
Bradley with a gift to the running back. He's hit immediately at the line and stopped for no gain. And another running back into the game, this time it is Sam Hunt handling the ball duties. That's a good name, Sam Hunt, right now. He's one of the biggest songs of the summer by like a pack girl. You play that off when you introduce yourself to girls, and your name's Sam Hunt. Do you think that's a positive or negative?
I don't know what you look like. I have no idea what the guy looks like. I mean, if he's a good looking dude, then yeah, it might work for you.
And if he could sing a little bit.
Yeah.
Clock continues to run. We're now down to a minute and a half with a 45-8 score. Pirates just want to eat that clock away and go home with a victory. Heading into the long weekend. Hand off in the Grass Lake Warrior defense, making a stop in the backfield. Number 44 with the tackle on the play for the Warriors. It's Cameron Darrow. He's had a nice game on the defense. Made some plays. Not enough, I guess you would say. So with a minute 9 on the clock that's running, the Pirates will punt one more time. Good snap. This time the punt's away. Good punt. Fair caught at the 36. And Grass Lake, now under a minute, will get one more shot at it. chance to go out there and wing a couple for Lloyd. They huddle up quickly, recognizing that the clock is running down, and they'll set him out onto the field. Lloyd in at quarterback, sending him in the backfield, Cody Nickerson. Dively out there, Cockream. A lot of targets here for Lloyd. Back to pass. Quick decision, up the steam, finds Dively. We got a flag on the field. Dively's got the catch. He's into Pirate territory all the way down to about the 43 before he stopped. Flag comes out with 19.9 on the clock. We get the stoppage on the penalty. And who's it going to go against? Goes against the Pirate. It looks like that's the signal. And the client of penalty take the play, the yardage from the play. What's the bad spot though, Jason? That's definitely shy of where he was tackled. Oh, Lloyd back to pass, looking downfield. Got a man in the middle field. Little low for the intended receiver, Chocolo. He can't reel it in. It's incomplete. So that'll run out the clock on the game tonight, and a running clock in the second half, a dominating performance by Napoleon. 45-8. The Pirates will top the Warriors. And not the kind of game I think that the Warriors expected to play tonight, and probably not the kind of game that the Pirates expect to play. You hope to play that way. You practice to play that way, but I don't think you expect to play that way, but they had the best game of the year. And it's going to be tough to top. And we will we'll determine who our Subway player of the game is going to be. We'll wrap this one up, set things up for next week. Again, 45-8. The Napoleon Pirates of the Grass Lake Warriors. 2 minute break. We're back with the post game on K105.3.
The Jackson YMCA Bus-In Program helps transport kids to the YMCA from local elementaries while helping engage kids in physically active, learning, and imaginative activities that encourage exploration of who they are and what they can achieve. The Bus-In Program runs from Monday to Friday and stops at 6 p.m. The YMCA picks kids up at local elementary schools and takes them to the YMCA. Kids can do various activities such as art, sports, homework help, games, and gymnastics. For more information, go to jacksonymca.org.
Stone's one-stop auto shop of Grass Lake supports high school athletics and the Grass Lake Warriors. Keep yourself and your family safe this winter and have your vehicle inspected before the snow flies at Stone's one-stop auto shop, offering rock-solid repairs specializing in diesel engines. Located at 207 West Michigan Avenue in Grass Lake. If it's knocking, dinging, dragging, or smoking, take it to Stone's one-stop auto shop for a rock-solid repair.
Forget what you know about fours, for we're forcing flavor fortitude right at your forehead. Introducing Denny's 4 for $4 menu. Four dishes, $4. Enjoy flavor-forged meals like our biscuits and gravy and the shareable turtle sundae. And don't forget about all-you-can-eat pancakes and the Everyday Value Slim. They're delicious, times forever. Plus, since they're just $4 on the 2-4-6-8 value menu, they're totally affordable.
Denny's, welcome to America's Diner. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Make your tailgates delicious with Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farm. Donuts, cider, and fresh baked pies are sure to please at any gathering. Be sure to try Meckley's hard ciders and check out their great wine and cheese selections. Come out this weekend for live entertainment featuring Code Blue Steel. And bring your appetite. We will have Tiki Sam's wood-fired pizzas hot and fresh in just 90 seconds. Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farm, located 1/2 mile north of US 12 on Jackson Road.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
William Pirates, but maybe we're the only ones surprised. Maybe the Pirates fully knew that this is what they could do, and maybe they had an off week against Columbia. There were moments of greatness in that game, but I didn't think watching that game against the Columbia Central Golden Eagles that we would come out here and see them be this dominant against the Grass Lake Warriors. But indeed, that was the description I would use for this performance.
Yeah, maybe on the lower end of the Cascades Conference, you would see a game like this with an outcome similar to this. But definitely, when you've got the class of the Cascades come out and have an outcome like this, something was off, whether it was Grass Lake's execution, or if, you know, Napoleon just really came out all, firing on all cylinders, got out to a huge lead, and just executed as flawlessly as you can execute, really, for a football team, and just played a fantastic game.
Well, and you mentioned that at the top of the Cascades Conference, but really my feeling is that at the top of that league, you have three, four, maybe even five teams that on any given night could probably beat one another. I think we saw that happen a couple times last season, where it looks like Grass Lake might coast to an unbeaten Cascades Conference record, and then they lose to Michigan Center, sort of surprisingly. And I think Napoleon maybe looked like they were down and out, perhaps. They lost to Grass Lake, and they meet them in the playoffs and beat them. So I think there's enough parity at the top of the league that any team could beat any other team, or at least there's five or six teams that could do that. Tonight, it didn't look like, and again, I said it before, I think if they played nine more times, the scores are much, much closer, but Napoleon just came out and executed their game plan to a T. The running game was tough to stop, and all that did was set up explosive plays for Ethan Weatherspoon, and Ethan Weatherspoon tonight, Jackson Area Subway Player of the Game. Treat that man to a meatball marinara and some extra pepperoni on me, because that was, we've seen Ethan Weatherspoon in, I bet we saw Napoleon three to maybe four times last season, and now one under our belt this year, and it's the best game I've ever seen him have. He looked like a weapon reminiscent of Greg Weatherspoon last season.
Right, and, you know, Ethan has the speed, he's got the length, he's an exceptional wide receiver, he carried the ball well. On some of those end-around plays, he was fantastic on the defensive end. He played well in specialty. I mean, really just as complete of a game as you can have as a football player, and especially one of his skill set. And definitely, you know, next week, whomever Napoleon has to go out and whoever has to cover Ethan, they're going to need some help.
Yeah, he's a weapon for him. And another interception for him, too, on the defensive end. So he's a guy that's all over the field that you're going to have to know where he is at all times. Our Jackson Area Subway Player of the Game again. For Napoleon, Ethan Weatherspoon tonight. Hey, thanks for tuning into the broadcast, and thanks for hanging out here on the post game. I want to say thank you to all of our sponsors tonight, including Trips Auto Shop and Collision Centers, and of course, Art May, who set us up with a 2-year lease on a 2018 Chevy Equinox. That thing is gorgeous. I saw it at work today, and I'm absent-minded at times. I saw when I was leaving the parking lot, and I went, wait, who got a new car? Oh, yeah, that's the car that we're giving away. Somebody is getting a new car, just not anybody that I work with. So lucky to whoever ends up with the Equinox. Again, thanks to Modern Way, Jim's Auto Body and Service, Grass Lake Chevrolet, Stone's One-Stop Auto Shop. I passed them on the way out here to Grass Lake. Channel's Daily Sport Covering, a halftime sponsor, Demi's On-Demand Ordering. That might be something for dinner tonight on my way home, Jason. Any final thoughts from the game tonight?
Again, like you said, these teams play 10 times. This might be one outcome that you get, but it'd only be one. And, you know, really, these are two teams that should be playing neck and neck, back and forth. And even as you said, you know, there are three or four good teams at the top of the Cascades Conference that could beat each other on any given night. But to beat each other at this level, at the margin that Napoleon got that win, is incredible.
So, again, both teams now 1-1 on the season. Grass Lake will move on to face East Jackson next week on the road at East Jackson. And Napoleon Pirates with another test on the road at Scenic Michigan Center Friday next week in the new bleachers and press box. We are live next Friday. Marshall coming to town to take on the Western Panthers. 6:45-ish. We'll be on the air for the pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff. Here on K105.3, the Football Frenzy. And again, join us from 6 to 7 for that pregame tailgate and get signed up for a chance to win the 2018 Chevy Equinox from Art Main Chevrolet. We'll wrap it up. We'll talk to you next week. Again, our final, the Napoleon Pirates 45, the Grass Lake Warriors 8 on K105.3.
The Game of the Week, presented by Jackson Radio Works, Napoleon at Grass Lake, has been brought to you by Art Main Chevrolet, Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farms, The Beach Bar, Northwest Community Schools, Collins Brothers Floor Covering, Denny's, Penn Chiropractic, the Jackson YMCA, Jackson Public Schools, American One Credit Union, Modern Waste, Jim's Auto Body and Service,
Stone's One-Stop Auto Shop, Grass Lake Chevrolet, and Subway with the player of the game. Join us next week as Marshall visits Western. We now return you to your regular scheduled programming on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.